The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Taxes show.
You know, years ago, Eric and I were close, very close.
I remember that one summer we shaved each other's backs and thought nothing of it.
But over the years, somehow a shadow has fallen over our friendship, and now the two of us are about the hairiest sons of guns you can imagine.
And now, the human sweater himself, Eric Metaxas.
That is so sweet. Thank you, Todd. Hey, folks, if you listen to Hour One, you know what to expect right now. I've been having a conversation with Walter Hoy, ordained Baptist minister, and the subject of a book, Black and Pro-Life in America. Black and Pro-Life in America, with a foreword by Alveda King. Walter Hoy, welcome back. I'm just dying to hear the rest of this story.
Well, essentially, He doesn't relent. I don't relent.
Wait, we're talking about the judge. I'm sorry. Let's set it up. You are basically facing time in prison. How much time are you facing at this point?
At this point, it is 30 days.
Okay, so they cannot get it. But still, the idea that you've got to go to prison because you stood on a sidewalk with a sign that says, God loves you and your baby, let us help you. Literally because of that, you are now going to go to jail, and you refuse to give them what they're looking for, and you're willing to go to jail.
Absolutely. I was inspired an awful lot during this time by the book of Daniel. Daniel wasn't going to stop praying. He wasn't going to stop calling on his God and serving Christ. I couldn't do anything less. So when it came time to go back, I knew I was going to jail. And so the night before, Eric, I took my wedding ring off and I gave it to my wife and I told her that I'm coming back for this. And so my wife is sitting behind me and she's having to endure all of this at the same time.
I mean, it's an amazing thing. Again, one of the reasons I want to have you on the program is to let people know this is what's happening in America. That a black Baptist preacher, for standing on a sidewalk and nonviolently, and that's, by the way, putting it, you know, even that suggests the wrong thing. You are absolutely almost passively standing there with a sign that says, God loves you and your baby, let us help you. You're helping these women. You're doing exactly what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to help people in need. You're doing it. They make a law against you, and now they're putting you through this hell and sending you to jail, but you're willing to go. And that's why I get so excited about you and this book, because we need models like this. We need to understand that if more people are willing to do this, we're going to change this country. At what point do you actually go to jail? Is it right? Do they take you from the courtroom?
They do. They took me from the courtroom. They let the original sentence stand again during the second sentencing. And right from the courtroom, the bailiff is saying, I've never seen this before, bro. I don't even want to I didn't want to do my job. But he has to. And so they walked me literally from where I'm sitting right up front in the courtroom. Courtroom is packed. And they're walking me to the door where you're going into incarceration. And as I look back, I wave back at those. They were screaming my name. I was going back, and I waved at them and told them that I'm coming back. And when I did that, the abortion side of the courtroom just lost it. And then that's when they put me behind those doors, behind those cement walls. And that's when the incarceration started.
And you knew, but the point is that you let them all know, I'm going to be back on that sidewalk when I get out of here.
Let them know I was coming back. And that cheered some, and that severely disappointed others.
Yeah. Wow. And what? So, okay, you go to prison. You've never been in prison before. I've never been in prison before. What was that like? What happened?
Well, it was amazing. This is my first day. You know, I've got my bedding, and I'm walking into my cage, and the fellas want to know, hey, man, did you bring any drugs? And I said, no, I didn't bring anything like that. I was really disappointed. I really thought that I had lost everything. But I'm in my bunk, and they're reading. The guy across is reading a paper, and I'm in the paper. And he wants to know, are you the guy that's in the paper? And I said, yeah, the story's about me. And ever since then, things changed. I mean, we were leading prayer at midnight, like Paul and Silas. I mean, we were evangelizing and witnessing.
Who's
and leading
we?
Souls.
Who is we? What do you mean we?
Well, there were two guys that teamed up with me. They got to know my story, and they were very enthralled by it. And they loved the fact that I was a preacher.
These are two guys that you met in the jail you're talking about?
In jail, yeah.
Okay.
Two brothers in jail.
And they are Christian brothers.
They were. And they literally became my bodyguards while I was there. And so they helped me understand how jail worked. I didn't know how it all worked. I didn't know where you could go, where you couldn't go. There were a lot of things going on that I've never been there, so I didn't know how it worked. But they were filling me in. And so they helped us organize this prayer meeting at midnight, like Paul and Silas. And it was absolutely amazing.
You know what you are? You're trouble. You're a lot of trouble, man. The idea that they put you in jail and you get like a revival going in the jail, that's just hilarious. I love this. This is amazing. So you're getting to do your thing inside the jail to talk about Jesus to men who need Jesus.
Oh, it was amazing. They were noticing that I had lots of visitors, I had lots of mail, and that my wife came to visit me all the time, and they were struggling in their relationships. So, Eric, I get this question. There are brothers that are up all night long, and they're talking to me all night long. And then there are brothers that, you know, they're up all day. You know, they sleep at night. And so I'm not getting any sleep. I'm counseling all day and all night. And I get this question in the middle of the night. He says, man, I noticed that your wife comes to visit you, and it seems to me that it's better to have a wife than to have a bunch of girlfriends. And you can imagine the conversation I was having with him on that. It was amazing the doors that God opened for me to share about his son in jail.
I'm telling you, this is beautiful, Walter, it's just beautiful. You know, I don't know if you know the story of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, but I wrote a biography of him. And when he was in jail, the same thing happened. He became, I mean, he was an ordained minister, but he was ministering in prison to his fellow prisoners and to some of the guards. I mean, it's just an amazing thing what can happen. And but the idea that you were willing to do this, you were not just sitting in your cell angry. It's just a beautiful thing. And you're only there for 30 days.
That's true. That's true. But I tell you, I hated every day I was there. I didn't really like being in jail.
No. Well, I don't think you're supposed to like it. you well, what tell me what else happened then?
Well, one of the things that happened was that we had a miracle take place. We had actually three miracles take place in jail, Eric. I was leading this group, and there was this, it was all black men. And there was this one white guy that wanted to be in the group, but he knew that he had the wrong skin color and he wasn't going to be welcome.
He wanted to be in the prayer group.
In the prayer group.
And he thought because he was white, he would not be welcome.
Exactly right. So he'd stand off to the side and listen in and everything like that, but he wouldn't be a part of the group. So finally, I said, "Brothers, we can't do this. This is wrong." I went and grabbed him, put my arms around him, brought him into the group. I said, "You know what? He's welcome to be a part of the group." Well, the brothers took him in, and we began to sing and praise God like we had never sang before. And so, the very next night, I had called this meeting because I was tired of all the pornography.
Hang on, Walter, forgive me. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back, folks, with Walter Hoy. Amazing story. Don't miss it.
Sometimes I'd like to quit.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race. Two brothers share an unbreakable bond, but life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
When you lose your way, how do you find hope?
Why is this so hard?
God does love you. He loves you like crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas. If you know MyPillow, you already know how effective it is. On this program, we joke half seriously that it is the official pillow of Rip Van Winkle. Mike Lindell dedicated himself to inventing a pillow that works, that's effective. It's not a joke. I mean, if you know his story, we've interviewed him on the program. It's an amazing story, right? Okay, well, if you're looking for a great night's sleep right now, is the perfect time to get your first MyPillow. By the way, if you already know how great it is, you can get them for everybody you know. But I say that because right now on this program, to my listeners, there is a special offer, a 4-pack offer that includes 2 premium MyPillows with 2 go-anywhere pillows plus free shipping. You have to call 800-978-3057 and use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or call 800-978-3057. Do it now.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Eric Metaxas Show. That's the Bee Gees. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm talking to Walter Hoy. Walter, your story is just too much. It's amazing. So you were just saying that you let this white guy into the group, and as Christians, obviously, that was the right thing to do. And so what happened at that point?
Well, that day, I was just tired of all the pornography that was in the cage. And so I was talking to my friend. I said, man, is it all right if I just take it all down? I was tired of seeing it everywhere. And he said, no, you got to call a meeting. So I called a meeting, and I told them that, hey, I want to take it down. But there were about three others that said, no way, it's not going to come down. And they started, they wanted to start a fight. So they were coming after me to jump on me. But my friends literally stood in between me and them. Now, this was important. I was fasting because I was part of the 40 Days for Life program. I couldn't be in front of the clinic anymore, but I could still fast and pray. So I'm fasting and praying, and I know I don't have the strength. I'm like on day 30-something, and I know I don't have the strength to
fight. Wait. You've been fasting for 30 days?
Plus days. It was 30-something. That's part of the 40 Days for Life program.
Walter, when were you gonna bring that up? That is pretty important, Walter. Are you joking? You were not eating for 30 days? You're doing a 30-day fast?
Well, it was a 40-day fast, and I was in the, like, 30-something. It was 30-plus days, and I didn't have the strength to fight. But you can't back down from a fight in jail. So I stood up, I jumped off my bunk, and I was ready. And as he approached me, my friend jumped in between me and saved me from it. And that was great. But while we were having our prayer service at midnight that night, Eric, you could hear in the shower, there was this rumbling going on. And there's nobody in the shower. There's nobody behind us. It's midnight. We're doing our prayer service. And all of a sudden, the plumbing starts rattling so loud that it's actually cracking the tile in the wall. It's loud. And then all of a sudden, we stop, we're shocked, and there's this eerie hiss as if something evil is being released from it while we're praying and praising God. They were all shocked to see it.
You are breaking a demonic stronghold.
Oh, absolutely. When they saw it, our prayer service went to the next level. Now, we're done. Everybody's taken care of. I'm alone now, and I'm walking back. And all of a sudden, I don't have the strength anymore to walk another 10 feet. And as I collapse, I'm about halfway to where I have to go where my bunk is as I collapse. I literally see the hands of Christ lay my head down on the floor. I'm halfway there. I'm not at my bunk. I wake up, and I'm now sitting up against the wall where my bunk is. I know I didn't get there, and I know it was Christ that did this for me.
Now, why do you say that you saw the hands of Christ? How did you know it was not the hands of a fellow inmate or what? I don't understand that.
Well, it wasn't. Everybody was asleep. Everybody was gone. I was the only one that was up, Everybody was all quiet. There was nobody there. And when I was up against the wall, we were calling out for help. That's when everybody wakes up. And they're all shocked to see the condition I'm in. Not one of them had done anything at all for me. Not one. They didn't know anything about what happened at all.
And what do you mean, what happened? In other words, so you're telling me that you're walking, you collapse, you're so weak after this prayer meeting that you collapse. And I guess you're also spiritually drained because of the spiritual warfare that you were dealing with. And but you're fasting, you're spiritually very strong, the Lord is able to use you powerfully. And you're telling me you collapse, you see the hands of Jesus, what, in front of you? What, how did that happen?
No, on the side.
On the side.
I'm falling. Yeah, I'm falling, and I can see his hands actually hold on to my head and literally lay me down as I'm falling down to the floor, to the cement floor. And I know I'm there. I'm right there. I'm at the door about halfway to where I have to go. And so I know I'm not at my bunk. I know I'm not at the wall. I know I'm right there in the middle of the door. And there's nobody there that's helping me at all. Matter of fact, they're not involved in it at all. I'm the only one that's up. And they're all shocked. Not one was involved in helping me. So it wasn't anybody else. When I finally get to the infirmary, I found that my ketone levels are so high. I had been poisoned while I was in jail and didn't know it. And my ketone levels were high. My life was at risk.
What does that mean, ketone levels? What is that?
Well, that's a part of, I have to look this up now, Eric.
But what I'm saying is, who said to you you're being poisoned? Did the infirmary say this to you?
Yeah, I'm talking to the doctor now. Yeah, I have been drinking nothing but apple juice. But I didn't know that some of the apple juice, Eric, had mold in it.
Oh. Man.
And I was just so glad to get it because, you know, I'm fasting.
You're fasting and you just, right, you're drinking something, get a little sugar, get a little energy, and wow.
I had no idea. I had to check to see if the mold wasn't in it. And so it was only a 4-ounce carton, so I would just pop it open and I would just pour it down. I was doing it all the time. Matter of fact, the brothers were bringing me all the apple juice. I mean, we had a great relationship with them there. It was amazing.
So what happens to you at this point?
Well, at this point, the doctor doesn't believe that I'm in the jail for the reason I'm in there for.
Yeah.
And so I make a deal with him. I said, man, if it turns out, because my crime is so new, it's not even hardly on the books yet. And so he goes back and he says that if what you told me is true, the reason why you're in jail is correct. Then I make this deal with you. If your level, I told him, if my levels come down, will you let me go back to the general population? He says, fine. He knows that it's not going to happen. But you know what? I'm reading He Leadeth Me by, I think it's Walter Martin wrote the book. Walter Sizek wrote the book. And that morning, my levels had come down. They took two blood tests to make sure this was a fact. And they allowed me to go back. He was shocked. They allowed me to go back into the general population. Now, I had to go back, Eric, because I had arranged for food for all the folks that were in the cage with me. And I had to be there to pick it up. And there was just no way I was going to miss that. And so we were doing a whole bunch of Christian ministry while I was in jail.
So when you say you arranged for food from the outside.
Yeah. I was amazed. I didn't know that you could literally buy food in jail.
So
they were sick and tired of the food they were getting.
Right.
And I totally understood it. Even the mold in the apples, I didn't even know about that. That's how bad it was. And so when I would buy the food, people were sending me all types of letters and gifts and things like that. I'd buy the food, and I'd give it away.
So this is ministry in jail after 30-plus days of fasting, passing out. And the doctor obviously was stunned that your ketone levels went back to normal. He bet you that they would not, obviously.
He did. There was no way he was going to let me out. But he thought that he had the upper hand. He thought he had the winning hand.
Yeah.
But God performed another miracle. They dropped right that very night. After two blood tests, he couldn't believe it. After the first one, took another one. Still couldn't believe it, but the evidence was there. And so he let me go back. And I was able to go back, and I was able to minister back to the guys that were in the jail cell. It was just absolutely amazing how God was using my time there.
This is some dramatic stuff. I mean, just to add in that you were fasting for 40 days, I cannot even believe, you know, that's hardcore stuff. And it gives me a window into why you're able to do what you're able to do, because you're a spiritual warrior. You're not just a pro-life activist. When we come back, folks, more segment, I hope, with Walter Hoy. The book is Black and Pro-Life in America. Check it out.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The president wanted more money for southern border barrier, $5.7 billion, and it said that he'll get only $1.4 billion for border barriers, about a quarter of the money he's demanded. But a deal is expected to go through this week to avoid another government shutdown. Israel's prime minister says he plans on working with Arab countries at the U.S.-backed Mideast conference in Warsaw to focus on the common interest of war with Iran. Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken to reporters shortly after meeting Oman's foreign minister. Lawmakers in at least seven states have introduced legislation to address the unsolved deaths and disappearances of numerous Native American women. Legislation calling for state-funded task forces amid deepening concerns that law enforcement lacks resources to understand the scope of that crisis. For more details, go to srnnews.com.
Happened. You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code Mike2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code Mike2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
Seamstress for the band.
Hey there, folks. We're talking to Walter Hoy. He's the subject of a book by Robert Artigo. That's A-R-T-I-G-O, Black and Pro-Life in America. Walter, really, this is there's just so much here. So you obviously get out of jail after 30 days, yeah?
Yeah, I do.
And what happens?
My court case, we appeal it. The district court doesn't agree with us. We end up taking this all the way to the Ninth Circuit. We're planning on going to the Supreme Court. The law that allows them, any city in America, to create a law like this is based on a Supreme Court decision. I believe it's Hill versus Colorado, where essentially the Supreme Court trusts the abortion industry not to violate anybody's First Amendment rights. So we're in the Ninth Circuit, and my lawyer's being grilled, and this one judge that's sitting on the bench, and he's looking at all the photographs, you know, of our case. And he stops the grilling and says, I can't see your client. He's referring to me. Courtroom is, again, it's just packed. And my lawyer has to stop and say, well, you see the black man with the hat? And he goes, well, no. He said, no, just the black hat, and I'm surrounded by all of these escorts. And he says he sees it, and then he stops. And he says, hold on. He takes over. He says, if I was running for governor in the state of California and I got a pamphlet, I got all my positions and I'm pro-life, can I stand on a public sidewalk and pass that out? And they actually told him, no, you couldn't. And then he said, well, I'm running for governor and I'm for abortion. And he used the term abortion. He said, and I got my pamphlet, I got all my positions on it. Can I pass that out? And they said, yes.
Wow.
And at that point, you begin to see the tide turn. It was absolutely amazing what happened. And ultimately, in the end, we were hoping to take this all the way to the Supreme Court, but they knew that if we took this case to the Supreme Court, they would lose Hill versus Colorado, and they didn't want to lose that. So they literally agreed with me that my amendments, my first amendment rights were being violated, and they forced the city of Oakland to retrain their entire police force.
Wow. So you didn't just get out of jail and go back to work. You got out of jail and caused way more trouble than they ever would have wanted, because you're telling me that if they had left you alone, that would have been smarter than to push you, because it snapped back and bit them.
Absolutely. It was just myself, two other senior women from my church, and we were just helping the women going into the abortion clinic. And it just got more and more popular. It ended up going all the way to the Ninth Circuit. We were anticipating the Ninth Circuit not agreeing with us, and we were ready to go to the Supreme Court with it. But they understood that this case would have been very difficult for that side of the equation in the Supreme Court.
What is the name of the church where do you preach on Sundays in a church, or are you a different kind of a minister?
No, I was the executive elder at the time. I'm not now. I work full time my own 501c3 ministry, Issues for Life Foundation. But at the time, I was the executive elder of the Progressive Missionary Baptist Church of Berkeley.
And you are in Berkeley, you said.
In Berkeley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your foundation now?
It's the Issues for Life Foundation, and we're totally dedicated to reaching black leadership with the pro-life message.
Well, I just got to say, Walter, we're out of time, but I'm just so inspired by you. I'm thrilled that Ignatius is smart enough to publish this book. You've got, of course, you got Father Frank Pavone endorsing it, Obianuju, Ekeocha, who is another hero in the pro-life movement, forward by Alveda King. This has to be a happy time for you because you're seeing the fruit of your prayer and your obedience.
Well, God is really good. Just been some amazing things that happened. There's so much that we could talk about. But Eric, thank you for having me on your show, and thank you for giving me a moment to share my story.
Well, maybe we can have you on again to share some of the amazing things that God is doing, because I'm just in love with this. This is God at work in our time. So we're grateful to you, Walter. To be continued. Thank you so much.
God bless you. You take care.
Folks, the book is Black and Pro-Life in America. Get the word out. Alvin, I would like to talk about Relief Factor.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? Even better than my talking about it, what about if we hear from Julia? Can we hear from Julia?
Yeah.
Is she here? Let's go, let's go.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Okay, I got to say, Relief Factor was actually created by doctors who wanted a 100% drug-free supplement that could help your own body deal with inflammation and those aches and pains due to aging, exercise, whatever it is, which is why I take it. Look, you can do all kinds of stuff, but this is—it's very inexpensive. It's drug-free. It's safe, and within 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. It works for most people, so check it out. It's ReliefFactor.com. Highly recommended, folks. ReliefFactor.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor.
They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code Mike2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code Mike2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Against God. That's what we need in the world today. People who will stand for right and goodness. It's not enough to know the intricacies of zoology and biology. But we must know the intricacies of love. It's not enough to know that 2 and 2 makes 4. But we've got to know somehow that it's right to be honest and just with our brothers. It's not enough to know all about our philosophical and mathematical disciplines. But we've got to know the simple disciplines of being honest and loving and just with all humanity. If we don't learn it, we will destroy ourselves by the misuse of our own power.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
And in case you didn't guess, that was the voice of Martin Luther King Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to play that because I said it's Black History Month. A lot of people don't know that he was the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King
yes.
Jr. And he was a man of God. Who he was not a perfect man. He had some moral failings, but he was not a political activist as much as he was a Christian activist.
That's right.
And his strength came from the churches. And what he just said then, the reason we picked that quote is think about what he just said. He's basically saying, listen, science is great. Knowledge is great. But if it is not submitted to the moral law of the God of the Bible, that's Martin Luther King Jr., folks. He says, then we will misuse our power. Now, I think we're at a time in our country right now where we have forgotten God generally. Maybe mm-hmm. somebody listening to this program says, I haven't forgotten God. Well, not everybody has, but in our culture, we have forgotten God. So that when someone like a Martin Luther King Jr. comes along talking about God and his moral law, people say, well, that's too religious, separation of church and state. If it weren't for that, we never would have had a civil rights movement.
That's right.
If it weren't for Christians like Jackie Robinson and Rosa Parks, we would not have had a civil rights movement. And so in Black History Month, I want to make that clear, folks, that the civil rights movement and the abolitionist movement in the 19th century came from very serious Christians understanding that that is the leg we have to stand on. Otherwise, you have no leg
right.
to stand
on. They came from love for their brothers right from the jump, right? There.
Well, the fact is, and you know, and love for their enemies
That's
in the
right.
sense that he said
yeah.
that if you cannot turn the other cheek, get off the bus. We
That's
cannot
right.
use you. So this was a profoundly Christian movement. And I want to really be clear to folks that Martin Luther King Jr. was first a Christian. And that he brought the values of the scripture to bear on the culture. That's what Wilberforce did. That's what most of my heroes have done. So I wanted to say that and to talk about or to mention what he says, the moral law. There is a law, a moral law. When you dare to shake your fist at God and say, we are going to make it legal, quote unquote, because you can't make murder legal, but we're going to make it legal to take a viable baby out of her mother's womb, and we're going to kill that baby because we say that it's legal. People like Dr. King thunder against that, and I want people to know that this is not a left-right issue. This is a God issue. It doesn't matter who you wanted for president. None of that matters when we're talking about that kind of morality. And people say, well, what about this? What about this? everything. I'm talking about everything. But right now I'm talking about what has become the issue of our time, which is the unborn.
Yes.
And it's never a women's rights issue, folks. God cannot pit a woman against her child. That's not possible. That's pitting brother against brother, a sister against sister. These are human beings, equal in the sight of God. And the idea that in the eighth month of pregnancy, we have to kill one for the health of the mother, biologically, medically, that's nonsense. It's sophistry. I'm saying it because I know doctors have spoken about this. I played that on Twitter the other day. It's just nonsense. So I want to say that up front. I think we have another Dr. King clip. Let's play that.
But then you must remember that it's possible to affirm the existence of God with your lips and deny his existence with your life. The most dangerous type of atheism is not theoretical atheism, but practical atheism. That's the most dangerous type. And the world, even the church, is filled up with people who pay lip service to God and not life service. Filled up with it. And that is always a danger. That we will make it appear externally that we believe in God when internally we don't. We see with our mouths that we believe in him, but we live with our lives like he never existed. That is an ever-present danger confronting religion. That's a dangerous type of atheism.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
He says theoretical atheism is not dangerous. Practical atheism. That is the point. It makes no difference. I spoke about this in my National Prayer Breakfast speech in 2012. You can watch that. And I say something like this, that if somebody says he is a Christian, it is utterly meaningless unless they live out their faith. And in fact, some of the most wicked people are the people who claim to be Christians. Hey, slaveholders, pro-slavery people, people who want to kill children in the womb, they can claim to be Christian. Governor Cuomo dares to claim he's a Catholic Christian. He's been living with his girlfriend, like in the governor's mansion, for years. I mean, it becomes a joke. People who live out their faith are the only people that are of any use to God. And I just want to say Dr. King said it many times. Those are just two quotes. But practical atheism, are you living out your faith or are you just yapping about it? Don't talk about God and Jesus if you are yourself not living it out, if you don't have the guts to live it out, if you're sleeping with your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever, and then you go to church and claim to be a Christian. Folks, God cannot be mocked. You have to give him his due. And I just thought Black History Month, now's the time to play Dr. King's quote. We'll have another one for you when we come back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Spirit in the sky, that's where you're gonna go.
When I look back, I'm amazed at how long I kept all my troubles bottled up inside. I couldn't get to sleep because it was all I could think about when my head hit the pillow. I was losing sleep, slipping into depression, withdrawing from everyone around me. I had no energy or drive. I was losing myself. I was at my lowest point when I heard about Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who helped me work through my issue. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. The president wanted more money for a southern border barrier. $5.7 billion is what he wanted, but it said that he'll get only $1.4 billion for border barriers. About a fourth of the money he's demanded, but a deal is expected to go through this week to avoid another government shutdown. Israel's prime minister says he plans on working with Arab countries at the U.S.-backed Mideast conference in Warsaw to focus on the common interest of war with Iran. Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken to reporters shortly after meeting Oman's foreign minister. Iranian state media blaming an al-Qaeda-linked Sunni extremist group for a bus bombing that killed at least 20 members of Iran's elite paramilitary Revolutionary Guard. The terrorist group claimed responsibility for the attack on Wednesday. On Wall Street, everything in the green. The Dow up 116, NASDAQ up 3, S&P showing up 8. For more details, srnnews.com.
Experts agree, for retirement success, you must have enough income. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we utilize strategies that pay. By performing an asset reset, we reposition portfolios built around income. If you're actively saving, have $150,000 with big plans for more, and want to learn how to generate income for retirement,
call 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234, to speak to an income specialist, 866-913-1234.
To learn how to transform your risky Wall Street portfolio into sustained retirement income,
call 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234.
The great problem facing modern man is that the means by which we live have outdistanced the spiritual ends for which we live. And so we find ourselves caught in a messed up world. The problem is with man himself and man's soul. We haven't learned how to be just and honest and kind and true and loving. And that is the basis of our problem. The real problem is that through our scientific genius, we've made of the world a neighborhood, but through our moral and spiritual genius, we fail to make of it a brotherhood.
That's another great... Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. quote. This is Black History Month. Now, to be clear, I'm not a black man.
No.
I'm a Cherokee.
Okay.
And you can do the test if you want.
Yes.
But so this is something that I thought Black History Month, we all need to understand when we're celebrating Black America, okay? The leading figure in Black America, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., was a man of God and said so many things like what we've just played.
Yes.
So don't be fooled that he's like, you know, some left-wing political activist. God was his savior. God was his lodestar. And everything he said, racial equality, the very reason we're talking about it, we argue about it now, but the very idea, the reason we're talking about it is because of God, because the God of the Bible that the Reverend Dr. King always referenced is God who says we're all made in his image. So I want to be clear. And what he just said is that he said man is the problem. Well, what's left if you take man out of the picture? It's God. If we do not have God, if we think we can solve all our problems without God, you get abortion on demand. You get people in blackface and Ku Klux Klan outfits. You get people who do not believe in the inherent value of life because that whole idea comes out of the Bible, which is why Dr. King used the scripture and spoke in the churches to wake people up. So it was a moral movement that at its heart was a religious movement. And just because it's Black History Month, I thought we've got to talk about this. I mean, that's why I wanted to have Walter Hoy on today. Well, I mean, Walter Hoy is a hero who has been fighting for the lives of human beings in America. For that, he was thrown in jail. If you missed the earlier part, we played that yesterday and today.
Peaceful movement on his part. He's just standing there holding a sign. Well, that's all he's doing.
We just need to get our facts straight, folks.
Reverend
Dr. King was a man of God, and he spoke about that all the time. We just played a couple of clips for you. But just understand that when we're talking about abortion, when we're talking about all these issues, it's about loving each other. It's about doing what God asks us
to do, and practical atheism, to live your life without reference to God, however you do that. That is atheism. You can talk about God. It's meaningless. I want to end real quick by reminding folks, if you purchase anything from MyPillow.com, please do not forget to put in the code Eric or Metaxas, or you don't get the discount. It's either 50%, 40%, 30%. But to get the discount, you need to put in the code. But I'm warning you, you need to have a powerful alarm clock or a spouse or somebody to wake you up. Because once you hit these products, it's over. It could be 18 hours before you see the light of day. So invest in an alarm clock. I think Mike Lindell needs to create a MyPillow alarm clock. But anyway, use Eric or Metaxas as the code. Thanks for listening.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.